place that there has to be sin, he must be there. So Krishna is always there. So in the mind of Krishna, all gopis are happy. How fortunate. Again, Pratah Vrajata Vrajata Avishatasya Sayam Gobi Samam Panyato Asyami Samyabhinu Nirgamya Turnam Abala Patibhuripanna Pashyanti Sasmitamukam Sadayavalukam. Oh, how fortunate. In very morning, at about 10:09, when Krishna coming from his house, Yashoda house, with less and less friends and less cows, and he is going to forest cowherd, then they sometimes on their top of houses, in front of their jangla khidki window, sometimes standing on their door, sometimes in groves of the garden, here and there. Very anurakta, very absorbed to Krishna, and that taking darshan of Krishna. And when Krishna is returning from in the evening, all are seeing Krishna and so happy. And Krishna was doing sometimes becoming his own nearer, and he touches with his murli Arjuna there and taking their all heart. He comes to Braja. And then Yashoda Maya was doing? Arti. All gopis are doing arti more than Yashoda Maya. By their and Krishna accepting, smiling. So gopis are so glorious. So and these are glorifying. Who? Mathura is glorifying. They have never come there, Mathura. And anyone of Mathura. Only Krishna sends one of them to see the glories of gopis and Nand Baba, Yashoda and all others. After that, Krishna and Baldev kill each other mostly and at last come for them. Then Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba, where Nanda Baba was, on his pool of cow, nearby town of Mathura, outside. He was waiting for Krishna and Baldev. That when they will come, I will take them both and we will return to Mathura and Vrindavan. First day, after killing, all were with Krishna and Baldev. And that Krishna and Baldev had no chance to meet Vrindavan. But always thinking of Nand Baba. Nand Baba with cowherd boy was there waiting. One day, 2 days, third day anyhow, Krishna and Baldev came in night. There, Krishna and Baldev were sitting, right and left. Baldev Prabhu was in right way, here, and Krishna sat on it. Nand Baba waiting his death. But you had decided. You had decided that you are son of Vasudeva and Devaki. No father, we cannot decide how we can have now. In dream even we cannot think like this. And both were waiting loudly. And Nand Baba was also sitting. At last, Baldev Prabhu told, yes, Baba, I want to come with Krishna with you to Braja. He told that, oh, I cannot tell. I am not so cruel. He must be for some days here. Because his whole sons has been killed by Kans. Now only you are alone, alive. So you should be here. He told that without Krishna I cannot live a moment anywhere. Otherwise I will die. Then Nand Baba asked Krishna that what should I do? What should I do? Then Krishna told that Father, if you will tell, I will be for some days with Baldev Prabhu to be here. And even Vepra was going, then his father, mother, but their Devi and all Mathurabhasi will die. So I think it will be better that I should be remain with Baldev Prabhu here. And after some time, when they will be pacified, then I will return quickly. They are your friends. I have no relation with them. Only that they are your friends. You are my father. You are my dad. Now here, Vishwanatha Chakravarti is happy. Next a Purva Paksha. Question. Purva Paksha.
Putting a question before answering.
That if this is son of Nanda in Yashoda, not of Vasudeva Rupadevi, how he can be there? Anyone can live in a place where he seeks more and more love and affection. Where there is no son or son, this question secondary. But if he has so much high class of love and affection anywhere, he will like to be there. And undoubtedly, oh, all Prajavasins, so much loving Krishna and Balde, more than anywhere. And it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nand Baba returned without Krishna and Balde. And also it is right, it is true that Krishna never left Vrindavan. How we can reconcile? Now you will have to reconcile anyhow. When Nand Baba was weeping, Krishna became and Baldev became of two kinds, in two forms. One Prakat Lila and one Aprakat Lila. Prakat Lila, Krishna and Baldev were in Mathura. But Aprakat Lila, they came with Nanda Baba. Where? In Vrindavan. The son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, Krishna, Vrajendanandan, he returned with? We know that Krishna never comes to Mathura, that Vrajendanandan. His one form, one manifestation comes, like Vasudeva Krishna. So, in his bullock cord, Nanda Baba, he took Krishna and Baldev with him. But that scene was not seen by anyone. And he can return to Vrindavan, to Nanda Baba. And in one bullock cord, one Nanda Baba, manifestation of that Nanda Baba, was saying so much of separation and waiting. He returned to Mathura without his eyes. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura reconciled all these things. That very secret, only high class of devotees can realize this. Otherwise, all the gopis, and Gop will die at once in a moment. Yashoda Maiya also. So there are two things there, two lila, pastimes there, Aprakat Lila and Prakat Lila. Then, oh, now I am coming to my point that I wanted to tell you. All these 6 days, what I told, it was like
introduction.
I wanted to give you some nectar
of love of Bodhi.
To whom even Uddhav could not face, he came to Krishna and glorified. So after that, what became? Krishna went to Gurukul as I have told all of you. And one day he was sitting on the roof of his palace. Yashoda and Devaki and Vasudeva all were there. And he, Krishna alone, went on the roof of his palace. And he looked towards Vrindavan, north side, from Mathura. And he became so sad. And he began to weep bitterly. He saw that from here, Mathura he saw. His mother is waiting so bitter. She had become blind. Now I have heard that all the cows are dying. So many died. Now all the cows are not taking milk from their hearts of their mother. Now cuckoos are not singing. Even peacocks not dancing because no Krishna. So he was looking at all these things and he began to cry. Oh Yashoda Maitya, oh Nanda Baba, and he began, oh Gopis, oh Radhe, oh Krishna. And in the meantime, his bosom friend could talk in there. Touching Krishna, and he saw that, oh Krishna is sitting there and waiting so bitterly. Here it has been told.
Dishainam Prabhu.
Uddhava was most higher in rank in whole Mathura. He was so intelligent in all jobs. He was prime minister of Krishna. Daitaha. So much?
Near and dear.
Sakha. Friend. Shishya. Disciple. And Brihaspati Sakshat Shishya. And he is told to be like Brihaspati. But more than Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the priest of demigod. And he came and saw Krishna with him. Krishna took his hand in his hand. Buddha wanted to pacify him, but Buddha had no words to pacify him. Why Krishna is waiting? For whom he is waiting? Because at that time he has not known the glories of Gopi. So he cannot realize what was virahanal separation fire in Krishna. And Krishna is burning. And anyone not qualified to save him. So he was burning. Uddhav came and told him, why friend, you are here? And then Krishna took his hand in his hand and began to tell Uddhav, Gatchodhav, Brajam Samya, Pitrino Pratimavaha, Gopinang Mayo Vagadi, Matsandai Sarginocha. Uddhav, you are my friend. You are my friend, sir. You are all in all. I know that you are more dear to my Baladev Prabhu, to Lakshmi, to others. More dear. Oh, you are my heart. I am your heart. And I don't know anyone. So I am telling this secret thing to you only. You should go to Braja, Vrindavan, Nanda, Gokul. Oh, Samya. Samya means? What is the meaning? Like soft. What?
Samyak?
Pitri, no. He telling himself. Pitri, no. Our father. Krishna may tell his father, but why is he telling that our father? He thinks that Uddhava is my brother. And who is father? Pitro, here mother and father both. For Yashoda and Nanda. He is in Mathura, in the palace of Vasudeva Devaki. They are there. But he is telling to Uddhava, my father and my mother, Yashoda and Nanda, are very unhappy, feeling separation, like fire. You must go there.
Pratimavaha, you should sacrifice them. No? If Krishna is son of Vasudeva and Devaki, why he is telling? Now Uddhava now heard that, oh, really? I know that Krishna is son of Vasudeva and Devaki. But why Krishna is telling like so? It may be that partly he will be the son of Vasudeva. You know how? Partly. But fully, he is son of Vasudeva and Nanda and Vasudeva. You should know. Swamiji has sometimes, in the beginning he has written like this, that he was adopted son of Vasudeva and Devaki and Nanda. But after that he has admitted all these things. And not admitted, he knew this fact. And gradually and gradually, like Sukadeva Goswami has told, he followed Sukadeva Goswami. So really, all Prajavati know that Krishna is son of Nanda and Sukadeva, not of Vasudeva. Now he is. He becomes some, what, wonder. That, oh, now Krishna is admitting that Krishna is son of Nanda and Sukadeva. This was specified. Why he Krishna told first to mother and father?
That Uddhava should know. My father and mother are so dear. But most secret thing is that my most dearest are Gopi. So that is the reason. Gopi nam mayo mat diyo gavadin matsam dai sai dimu. It's a goal. Taking my message. Gopi. Gopi Raj of feeling so much separation, so much, more than Nanda and Yashoda. So you should go and pacify them, not with your logic, not your tattva, not your intelligence. By what? Anyone can pacify, giving by only words. What I am telling to you? Matsandesha, my message only, the words of my message. You should tell as it is, I am telling. Not mixing anything, not a single word. And you should go to Gopi and tell. Then they may be Vaishnavas. How the Gopis are? Krishna is admiring, glorifying Gopis with his own mouth. Ta man manaska. Mat pranas. Madathe satya tainaka. Here is the glory of Gopi. Krishna himself admitting and telling. I think that there is none in whole this world that they can glorify Gopis like Krishna. Only Krishna can. And he could not glorify him then so high. That is why he took the beauty and mood of Radhika to know the glories of Gopi. And he made his guru Vishakhadevi, Siksha Guru. And then he knew something. Now in the shape of, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can glorify more than Krishna then. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not descended to this world, anyone has no any idea of glorifying Gopi, especially Radha and Krishna also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are so lucky to come in his life, in his line. So much. He is telling, Ta Manmanaska, all the gopis. Manmanaska, what is the the meaning of manmanasa. That engage their whole mind. Observe, they are totally observing me. Nothing else in day and night, 24 hours. They think of me and they have all already observed in me. How? That I tell a story? What a story? You should tell in brief. You don't remember? Oh, you?
One of the cows in such a way that he ran towards the gopi who was looking towards Krishna. And Krishna, in order to come and take the cow back, he came and he touched the feet of the gopi with his flute and quickly ran back. And now this gopi was stunned. She was looking like a statue because her heart was completely taken over by Krishna. So after some time, her mother-in-law came and she saw that this gopi was standing and wasn't doing anything. So she took her and told her, I told you not to see Krishna and you did obey me. Now you see, you cannot do anything, you are completely useless. And then she strongly with anger took her in and gave her some engagement. First he gave her some pot and drove her to church. And then what was happening? Instead of turning the yogurt, she had mustard seeds in the pot and she was trying to turn. And after a while, when her mother-in-law again came, and then she noticed and she again spoke with harsh words and said, now I know you cannot do anything because you have been bitten by the black snake. Okay, I must make some other arrangement to bring you back to normal consciousness. And then she gave one rope in her hand and so many pots and also so many pots on head, and then gave also one child to go and bring water from the well. And all the black ladies, they are heavy throw that they can carry so many pots, 1, 2, 3, 4 on their head, and they can also walk towards the well. So as this gopi came to well, then she took off all the pots and she kept the child on the wall of the well, and she made the rope, the knot, and instead of giving that knot, the rope on one of the pots, she gave that in the neck of the child. Because she's completely absent-minded. She doesn't know. She's not seeing her external consciousness. And then as she was doing that and about to drop the child in the well, all the other gopis, they shot it and they said, oh, stop, what are you doing? And then one of them said, oh, she must have been haunted. And another gopi said, no, she's not been haunted. She's completely taken over by Krishna. That's why she's completely forgotten herself. Because her mind has completely absorbed in Krishna's thought. She's unaware of her any engagement whatsoever. And this is one of the examples of positivity.
मन मनस का मत प्राण मत प्राण एंड देयर व्हाट प्राण मींस लाइफ एंड दैट इज व्हाई गोपी व्हेन कृष्ण केम फ्रॉम वृंदावन एंड केम टू मथुरा देन दे वुड हैव बीन डाइड विदाउट कृष्ण बट दे आर नॉट डाइंग फाइव बिकॉज कृष्ण वॉज देयर लाइफ their son. So they were not dead. And also mat prana, all the gopis are my life. Not my priya, my life Krishna, all the gopis are. Madhathe tashta deharva. For me, they have given up all their deha and dahi, everything. That decoration, that taking anything, and all jobs that left for me. Mame vadaitam, I am only their beloved, no one other. Prestam, their dearest. Manasa gata, totally absorbed in me. ये तत्त लोक धर्मांश मदद के तान विभाग में दैट गिवन अप देयर ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ साइनेस धर्म प्रणातम धर्म एवरीथिंग देयर हैज बीन everything for me. So I must I must उनको पालन पोषण करना I should must suppose and trust. Those who have left everything for me, those who leave everything for me in any time, I must not send any help. See, this is his promise. So you should always remind this, which you are giving up, and all things, what we say. And always remembering Krishna, observing Krishna, then you should be not in any doubt that Krishna will surely support in that. So don't be worry for your suffering, nursing and anything. We are depending on our relatives, but at the time of death they cannot support, they cannot save. So he is telling that I must support and nourish. Oh, that is why you must go there. Maita priyatam prethe durasthe gokulasya maranto ang vimho yanti jirah kantha vipa. And here, and there, I mean, so separation. They cannot do any job, nothing, even taking any remnant of prasad or anything. Always they are waiting for what? Oh, Krishna has told and promised that I am coming day after tomorrow. So all are waiting for that. They are thinking that, oh, day after tomorrow. Krishna has told. So when day after tomorrow comes? When? They are thinking that, oh, Krishna has told, so day after tomorrow, tomorrow. Tumar. And that's it. All the gopis are not entering in bread at their houses. Where they are? In forest of Nandamal. Kadambatir are Uddhav. Or Uddhav Kyari are Kadambatir. Anyone cannot see. Only by the grace of Krishna, mercy of Krishna, or Yog Maya, only Uddhav Swami. धारयन्ति अति कृष्णेन प्राय प्राणान कथञ्चन पश्चागमन संदेशे फलभ्रूमता वनि दे आर केटिंग दैट लाइक दैट कृष्ण हैज प्रॉमिस्ड दैट ही विल कम एंड दे नो दैट कृष्ण मस्ट कम व्हेन कमिंग टुमारो दैट इज व्हाई दे आर दैट व्हेन कृष्ण विल कम एंड वी विल डाई देन दैट He will not see us and then he will also die. So one is to please Krishna, that Krishna should not be unhappy. They are anyhow keeping their life. So you should go. Then he gave his legend in all. He gave his golden crown. He gave him garments. Seven cloths and also the chariot of Kamsa, golden. And he was going in the way with Uddhav, telling all these things, how gopis are, how Nanda Baba is, and all other things. But Uddhav saw that it will be very late, so himself he went on the chariot and sat there, and he wept the horses and the Krishna was still there standing. He was looking towards the rath, and after that when rath was out of his sight, then he was looking towards the dust, and when dust was also subsiding, one day he was thinking of gopis and gopis. Then anyone come and he took away. Gaur Praman. Then we can begin on tomorrow. But how Uddhav went there? and what dialogue was there and what he saw there. So only you will hear and try to remember all these things. These are all the glories of Gopi, especially the glory of Sri Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to give all these things. And that is why he gave it to Rupa Goswami, and he gave to Jiva Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami Mahaprabhu gave, and that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and then they spread in the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. You should try to remember all these things. This is all bhajan. Go,
Srimad.
Coming to new treasure of classes and so sweet drama, please. I think that our coming and classes are so successful. I think that these classes and these dhammas, especially the teachings of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami to mind and his process of doing bhajan, will touch the all old devotee's heart. You should take with you to your homes. You can return, you have to return. But take this nectar, powerful nectar of Harikatha and all these things. And remember and try to do bhajan in the process of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. His Manasikha, you can read his Manasikha. The explanation of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You should read and follow the instruction of Rupa Goswami. Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukhattamanu Kramena Rasanamani Seniyujya Tishthan Bhaje Tadam Radhi Janam Radhi Kalam Naid Akhilami Bhaito Upadeshya. Raghunath Das Goswami followed. And you should see, you saw here, and Raghunath Das Goswami praying Sri Rupa Manjari Karachita Pada Padma Kushal Nanandan Bhujarpita Mastikaya Hamodata Kanku Gauri Padara Vinda Sambhanani Sanakais Tapakirkais. Srimati Radhika was lying down, keeping his head, her head, in the laps of Krishna. Krishna was and Rupa Manjari was massaging his lotus feet, and quickly Raghunath Das Swami in the shape of Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari. And Rupa Manjari called and gave this remnant of her servants to Rupa Goswami and Rati Manjari. How glorious! A object, a wish, very strong desire or greed may come to you. Only it comes by this association, not by regularity bhakti, never it will come. So come, try to come in the process of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. I think that our class is now finished. Only something, instructions for you, how to maintain your life and how to practice all these things. Actually, our Govardhan Puja, my classes and beautiful pastime of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, all you have seen. And try to take and follow for your whole life. Don't deviate, never. All be very strong. If you are weak, oh, remember Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, your Gurudev, how powerful he was. And you will never deceive it. I think you should take it with you in your heart forever. Gaur Pramaha. Also, and my heartly blessings to Prem Prayoja. Thank you. should try to follow. Follow. There and then you should try to follow me. How? I know that all my brahmachari, like Naveen Krishna, like Pundarik, like others in India, Premananda, all others, all, ek se ek, they are all qualified. So you should try to follow these brahmacharis. I'm proud of them. And I will be proud if you are following them. Then you will be ideal brahmachari, sannyasi, grihastha and lady devotee. I have come only to inspire you in the line of Swamiji, in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Try to follow. Gaurama. Blessings to all devotees who have come. I know that you have come from so many parts of the world, even from Europe, even from Australia, from also many parts of
America,
from Hawaii, from where and there. And I'm proud of this, that in 7 days or 9 days here, I've heard no complaint from any devotee. No
complaint. I want it.
So I'm so proud. So don't become, make any problem for anyone. And you try to give so many dandas, bamboo stick to your mind always. This is the root of all evil. Very civic things. So you should try to control your this horse of
mind
who is not controlled. You should try to control your mind. Then everything will be all so happy and you will be good to work. All glory to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
All glory to Guru and
Gauranga.
And all devotees of New Treasure. Gaur Pramana.
In the notion of fairy omen, you can compare the one somebody's in a relationship to them that's the one. Such as weeping for butter and weeping for the lab. He says, I want to drink milk. Sometimes Narada sees how fortunate Yashoda is because she loves him as her son and he only knows Krishna as the Supreme Lord. And Narada has never seen this before in his life. It's because of Yashoda that Srimati Radharani comes for cooking and she engages her for service. She supports and nourishes Radharani sometimes even more than Krishna. So there's so much about each word that even though we're just saying the word, the name, for 1 second, the idea is to dive in and think as much as we can before we come to the next word. And that comes by practice and if we get mercy. And then Brajabhata Nagara has so much meaning. Gokula Ranjana, Kana, everything has so much meaning. So like the song that Madhavi Devi sang the other night, Sri Madhurastakam, which you all have, it's on page 53. This is just an example of how the deeper meaning takes us into more of our relationship and begging for that relationship. So the other night when Srila Gurudev asked me to explain it, I didn't explain it, I was just practically reading the translation. But the actual explanation is very, very deep and is a very deep prayer for our Swarup to manifest in the spiritual world. Because it's, Vayavacharya. When he says that this really isn't a prayer to Krishna, I said that this is a prayer to Krishna by Vayavacharya, but it's not really. It's really a prayer to Radharani, just like Srimad Bhagavatam appears to be the glorification of Krishna, but really Srimad Bhagavatam, when explained by a Rasika Vaishnava, he knows and he explains, like Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, explains how really Srimad Bhagavatam is the glorification of Radharani, and teaches something of how we can enter into the service of Radharani and Krishna. So similarly, here, Krishna's lips are sweet, his face is sweet. Why is his face sweet? It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the more we read all these wonderful books about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and why he came and what is the goal of life, then when we sing these songs, we can dive into each word and dive into the next word instead of just doing the surface. So it's described in the Adi Lila chapter 4 of Chaitanya Charitamrita that, you know, there's that one verse, the three desires of Krishna that he couldn't fulfill as Krishna. He could only fulfill by taking the position of Radharani and coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first one being he wanted to understand the glory of her love. So, and the second, that he wanted to understand his own sweetness that she alone relishes. Because Krishna can't even appreciate or taste his own greatness, but she can taste his greatness to the ultimate limit. So it's described there that when Krishna sees how much love and how much happiness the gopis have when they look at him, how pleased they are to look at him, then he becomes so happy that his sweetness and his beauty increases thousands of times. Just like picture the perverted reflection. Of course, none of us are like that now that we're devotees. But before we were devotees, if the opposite sex who we were attracted to looked at us in a very pleasing way, we would, even if we were old, we'd feel young, and even if we were ugly, we'd feel beautiful. Isn't that true? So that's what happens to Krishna. And that's why it happens to us in a pervertedly reflected way. He sees that the gopis are experiencing unlimited joy without any personal motive, just in love for him, so his beauty and sweetness increases. And when the gopis see how happy Krishna is, that they're happy to see him, then their whole bodies become more full and more sweet and more full of joy. So because Krishna's body and mind and soul are not different, whatever his soul and mind experiences, it simultaneously happens to his body. And his body is made of his soul. So in that way, all these things are sweet. Why is his eye sweet? Because he's looking at the sweetness of Radharani. Just like why are the gopis' eyes black? And he's black. So he goes in their eyes and their eyes become black. So why is this eyes sweet? Because he's always looking at the sweetness of Radharani, raising that in his eyes. And why is his heart sweet? He's Vishnu. He's everywhere. And he's in everyone's heart. But the ultimate Vishnu is Srimati Radharani, because she's always in Krishna's heart. And that's what makes it sweet. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 8, it's described that Krishna tastes his own happiness, and he tastes happiness within, and he tastes happiness without, and his devotees also taste happiness in his service. And all these three kinds of tastes come by the influence of Ladini Shakti. When that Ladini Shakti is in him, that's his pleasure potency. And when that Ladini Shakti steps out of him, that's called Radharani. So she's the ultimate Vishnu because she's in his heart. And that's the meaning of Gopi. Gopi means Gupta, or hidden. So it is there always hidden in his heart, and he's always hidden in her heart, in their heart, and it's a big secret. And that's the meaning of Parati above. So his heart is sweet only because Radharani is in it. His gate is sweet because he's always following her. He's the original lord of all sweetness only because there's a competition. That is, Krishna is Nityanabhana Bhayamana. In the fourth chapter of Adi Lila, Krishna says, if I have the verse, it's even nicer, that what sweetness is this that I've never experienced before that's so astounding? And I desire to enjoy that sweetness, but I can't. I find that if I want to enjoy that sweetness, which keeps increasing unlimitedly, then I find I'll have to take the position of Radharani. Krishna Kaviraj describes that her love is